Welcome to Elm with Eli. Stay tuned.
Hey guys, I hope you're having an amazing day. I'm your host, Eli J, and I'm back with another episode, finally. Today, for the second episode of Season 5, I'm going to interview one of my good listeners, Finn. We've got some new questions as well that I think you guys would love, so stay tuned so you don't miss anything, and let's get straight into the interview. Hey Finn, thanks for being on the show. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks. Awesome. Okay, what's going to happen is I'm going to ask you some questions and you answer them. If any of the question is too hard, just simply say that you want to skip the question and we will go straight to the next one. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm good.
Great. The first question is, what's your favorite thing to do in your spare time?
Maybe like play video games on my computer or play on my Switch or ride my bike or talk with my friends.
Yeah. What's your favorite video game? Well, this isn't one of the questions, but what video games do you like?
I don't know, I play lots of different games.
Yeah, Dad play Minecraft all the time. Okay, so question two is, what makes you really annoyed?
People irritating me. I play Minecraft, I play some shooter games, Rainbow Six Siege.
I love Minecraft, yeah. Same about Lily, no offense Lily if you're listening. And she doesn't have to come in barging in saying, excuse me, because she's not here, waha. Okay. So, yeah, same. What's your favourite food?
I don't know, that's a hard one. Nachos or pizza or something?
Yes, nachos is one of my favourite dinners. If you guys probably heard on the last episode where Mark interviews me. But, yes. Okay, if you had just won $10,000, what would you do with the money?
I'd probably get a really good gaming PC, really good gaming PC equipment, maybe get some cool artwork to my room, get some cool clothes, and I don't know, yeah, I think that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, sure, that's cool. Okay, the next question is, do you have or have you ever had any pets?
Yeah, I have a beagle cross Jack Russell called Eddie, and he's 5 years old.
Oh, that's cute. Okay, cool. What would you love to do sometime in the future?
I don't know. I might want to go to like America or like Japan or something. I really want to go to Japan because I really like the culture there.
Yes, that'd be cool. If you had any power, what would you choose to have?
I don't know. Maybe...
You can make one up if you want.
That's a hard one. I don't know.
Okay, sure. If you could eat one thing for the rest of your life, what would that one thing be?
Maybe nachos, like lots of different food on it or something, because, or maybe like a mushroom burger or something. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you like to have on nachos? Do you like guacamole or do you like your, what kind of corn chips? I personally like Doritos, but yeah, what do you like on it?
I like plain Doritos, probably like with refried beans and guacamole and sour cream.
Yeah, guacamole too. Tastes really good on it. Okay. If you had a time machine, would you travel to the future or back to the past? And what would you do or where would you go? Where would you
go? I might go back in time and look at just some old civilizations, maybe like the pyramids or like an old like dynasty like really long ago. It'd be really interesting to see how it was done back then, like this civilization.
Yeah, cool. Now it's time for the fact. So now it's time for fact of the day. So let's jump right into fact of the day. For today's fact of the day, you know that sharks live for 20 to 30 years, right? Well, the Greenland shark has an average lifespan of 272 years. Some of them can even live as long as 500 years. Now that we've done fact of the day, let's get back to the interview with Finn. Tell me three things I should know about you.
I'm 14. I like to play video games and I like bike riding.
Cool. If you could have lunch with one person, dead or alive, who would it be?
That's a hard one. Maybe like an artist or something. I don't know though.
Yeah. What's your favorite song, or just a song that you listen to a lot?
I've been listening to an artist that I like's new album called Call Me If You're Lost, which I like, yeah.
Cool. What's your favorite movie or TV show you like watching?
I watched Parasite, a Korean movie, the other night, which is really good. I really like that one.
Awesome. What is your most favorite place you've ever been to?
I went to America a few years ago, and I really enjoyed that, yeah.
Oh, cool. I've always wanted to go to America. What did you do? What happened?
I went to see my auntie that lives there, and we went to Disneyland, and it was really fun. We did lots of things.
Awesome. What part of America did you stay?
We stayed at my aunt and uncle's house in Los Angeles, and we also went to Colorado to stay with another part of my family up there, which was really fun. It was snowy. We went up the mountains, which is snowy.
Cool. I would love to live, like, my favorite part of America, I would love to live in Los Angeles, because that's one of my, if I did live in America, which I probably will in the future, then I was going to live in Los Angeles, so that'd be cool. Okay, if you could go anywhere in the world for free, where would it be?
Probably like Japan, because I like Japanese culture, and it's just very different to Australia, but not too different like a third world country is.
Yeah. If you could give me one suggestion for a future episode for Elm, what would it be?
I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so that's cool. Thanks. Now, that's all the questions I have for you today, Finn. So thank you so much for being on the show, and I would love you to be on the show again sometime in the future. Now, before you leave, do you have any questions, comments, or requests for Elm?
I don't know. I really enjoy it, though. All the podcasts, yeah.
Thanks. Great. So thank you so much, Finn, for letting me interview you. I had a lot of fun, and don't forget to follow, comment, rate, and join the playlist I've created for Elm listeners, for the Elm listeners, just like you. It's called Elm Audience Songs, and the link to it will be in the description if you would like to join it. To join it, you just need to add a song, and you will automatically join. More episodes coming soon. Don't forget to voice message me, and I'll put it in the next episode. Thank you so much, guys, for listening, and see you next time. Bye.
Bye.